if you don't understand who the God of the Bible is and his attributes correctly, then the gospel isn't really making much sense, because we are being saved from the wrath and justice of God. Primarily, our sin problem, it only makes sense because God isn't like us. He's holy, meaning he's separate from sin, he's other, he's transcendent or set apart. And so once we understand that, as part of understanding the bad news, which actually makes the good news make sense. When talking about the attributes of God, one of the other important passages that I get into in the film is in Exodus 34, verse 6 through 7. Moses is on the mountain, and the Lord reveals who he is, his glory to him, and he says, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps steadfast love for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, but he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. So you have a God who is willing to forgive all types and kinds of sin, yet at the same time, he's saying all sin and all sinners will be punished. No sin will be left unpunished. So this seems like a contradiction, but it's resolved perfectly in the cross, because you have God forgiving sin in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. He's revealing his love and his grace by willingly taking our punishment for sin. But we also see that God remains just, because we have God the Father punishing sin in Jesus on the cross. So no sin is left unpunished, but he is still able to forgive in that act.